What's likely been Alabama's longest strike looks to be ending with a loss for the union. For nearly 2 years, hundreds of Alabama coal miners fought for a better contract. Now the union is asking Warrior Met Coal to take the workers back unconditionally. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on why the strike failed and how rare it is for a work stoppage to last this long.
If you listen to the union, they fought Warrior Met Coal to a valiant draw. But it's really more like the union's waving the white flag.
Sometimes when you run out of ammunition and your knife is dull, you got to give it up and fight another day.
Riley Hewlett is one of roughly 1,000 coal miners who went on strike about 700 days ago for better pay and benefits.
Even on Easter, they would have us come to work. We should have Sunday off anyways. I go to church on Sunday.
Hewlett says he's proud they stood up for their dignity.
So you showed you've been willing to fight.
Yes.
But what does that get you at the end of the day?
Well, in some instances, probably a sore wallet.
The miners were giving up six-figure salaries, though with the tight labor market, it wasn't hard finding lower-paying jobs elsewhere. And the reason this strike failed can be explained by what United Mine Workers President Cecil Roberts said at a union rally last November.
The amount of money that they lose will dictate what kind of contract you get.
But the thing is, the company didn't really lose any money. In fact, it made more than $640 million last year with replacement workers, its second best year ever. Sure, Robert says Warrior Met could have mined 1 million tons more coal each quarter without the strike, but Warrior Met didn't really need to.
Because the price of the coal they're getting in the world market compensates for the fact that they didn't get that extra 1 million tons.
That's because this kind of coal is used to make steel, and the demand for steel has been really high. John Logan is the director of labor studies at San Francisco State University. He says the power of strikes has diminished in the United States, but...
Striking is like, you know, the sort of ultimate weapon that unions have. I mean, in the sense that hasn't changed.
What has changed is that today it's really all about the short strike. 1 or 2 days during negotiations to show the bosses, hey, we're serious and united. Logan says even though they're shorter, they still grab a lot of media attention.
If you're talking about public-facing companies like Starbucks or Trader Joe's, then that type of reputational damage that it can inflict upon the companies is really, really important.
But when a long strike fails, it really hurts a union standing, like the United Mine Workers here. When the union told the strikers it was going to ask Warrior Met to take them back unconditionally, miner Braxton Wright was confused.
Yeah, confused and a little angry, you know, because, I mean, we kind of wasted 2 years to go back for the same thing that we walked out for.
I caught Wright on his wife's cell phone before he was about to leave for a new maintenance job at a steel manufacturer he's been working at during the strike. He's making more money now and has better benefits, so he's not sure if he's going to go back to Warrior Met.
Yeah, the pros and cons list, the pros list is pretty short.
For its part, the company says it's talking with the union about how to bring the workers back safely, and negotiations for a new contract will still continue even after the miners return, though the union will be negotiating with significantly less leverage. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham.